Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. The OPT network brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, health issues, plus a whole lot more.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at VantageHealthPlan.com.
Wouldn't it be great if everyone in Simlaw were prepared to save a life? Join us for Starter Heart Simlaw, a free bystander CPR training, Saturday, April 5th at the Alexandria Riverfront Center. Two sessions will be offered, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Participants receive a free certificate of completion, an event t-shirt, and more importantly, the skills to save a life. To register, call 877-477-7637 or visit StarterHeartSimlaw.org. Get the training. Save a life.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry. I would
love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Do you need help developing your business? The City of Alexandria and the Ministers of Economic Development, in collaboration with the Louisiana Department of Economic Development, want to assist you with resources to help you grow your business. The Small and Emerging Business Development Program was designed to help provide managerial and technical assistance for small businesses in Louisiana. Certified small and emerging businesses qualify for help with entrepreneurial training, accounting, bid preparation and pricing, business plan preparation, finance, human resources, inventory management, industry-specific training, legal services, marketing, project management, and other areas of technical and managerial assistance. The certification process is simple and can be done online. For certification and program information, visit the Small Business section of OpportunityLouisiana.com. And for additional information on the Small and Emerging Business Development Program in this area, call 318-442-3593 or 318-561-2299.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at vantagehealthplan.com.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect one out of two people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wouldn't it be great if everyone in Sinlaw were prepared to save a life? Join us for Starter Heart Sinlaw, a free bystander CPR training, Saturday, April 5th at the Alexandria Riverfront Center. Two sessions will be offered, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Participants receive a free certificate of completion, an event t-shirt, and more importantly, the skills to save a life. To register, call 877-477-7637 or visit starterheartsinlaw.org. Get the training. Save a life.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Real Women, Real Talk Friday. There's something about Friday. Even in the midst of mugginess today, this morning, if you're just getting started, and rain, that makes us all feel a sense of, whew, it's Friday, the day that we all love to love. Well, we know by now that you're on your way. It's 7:42 local time, 8:42 Eastern time. Of course, it's March 28th. March is, it's high stepping right on out of here. We're rapidly approaching April. I don't know about you, but the month has simply flown by. Well, we don't want you to be flying by this morning. We want to make sure in the midst of the rain, not a heavy rain, but sort of a, I would call it more of, it's more than a mist, but as we were coming in, it was just sort of maybe like a steady drizzle, just enough to make the roads nasty and wet and slippery. So as you're traveling in this morning, as we do every single morning, we ask you to watch out for school buses, school kids, and school zones, and know that they're in effect until 9 a.m. So as you're traveling through those school zones, please, please slow down. Make sure that you're watching out for those flashing caution lights. Make sure that you're watching to see if there are crossing guards. You know, the crossing guards are out most days, but some days, you know, they're not. Resource officers are standing by making sure that kids get in safely. And I guess it's just critically important for us because we see it every single day and we are parents who are dropping off. And you know, if you're no longer dropping off, at one point you were making sure that your kids got to school. So as a courtesy, we have to make sure that all of our kids get to school safely. And unfortunately, there's still kids that have to walk to school, or fortunately, either way, they're walking to school. Many of them have headsets on. They're not paying attention. So we really have to be very, very careful. Make sure that we're watching out for pedestrian traffic, making sure that we're watching out for people who are on bicycles in high traffic areas, and just watching out for each other. And most importantly, I say it every single morning, and each and every one of us is guilty at some point. And if you're not, you're the exception and not the rule of being on a mobile device. We are getting better. Many of us are a work in progress, but we would ask you, please put down your mobile device until you get to a safe place where you can check emails, answer the phone, or send text messages. Those are all things that cause accidents. And I'm telling you, people are so busy, so hurried in the morning that everybody has one thing on their mind, and that's getting there. If you got kids, that's getting kids there and getting yourself to work. So it's Friday. It is the weekend. But most importantly, it's Real Women, Real Talk. And you never know who's going to show up, who it's going to be this morning. But what you can be assured of is that it's going to be conversation that will hopefully inspire you to think differently and to step out. You know, each woman that joins us on Real Women, Real Talk, they all have stories. Each and every woman has a story. And those are stories that we like to share. Those are stories that we personally like to take in, because what we understand about stories is that every story will give life to the next story and hopefully empower the next person to step out of the boat. Pastor Joe Green said it on yesterday. You know what? We all need to have skin in our own game. We need to follow our purpose and our passion. And when we do that, it makes money jealous. You know why? DC and I meditated on that, because most of our lives, if you're anything like most people, you focus on money. And you think that when you get all of the money that you need in life, it will instantaneously make your life and your family's life better. But if there is not some preparation before you get money, money is going to be trouble for you. But when you're walking and working in your passion and in your purpose, we always like to say money, it is a consequence. It is almost a reciprocal of doing what God created you to do. The universe just reciprocates. And this morning, as we say every morning, every single morning, if we don't say it, we think it, but we try to say it. What are we sending out in the universe? What are we saying to the universe? What are we saying we want to have? What are we believing for? What are we standing on? And when you really, really figure that out and you begin to make it a habit each day, you'll start to see a change. And it's almost like chipping away at concrete with water. You know, you keep dropping a little water, and eventually it makes a hole. But sometimes the hole looks like it's never coming. But you got to keep dropping. You got to keep plugging. You got to keep going. And I'm going to tell you, there's something about Friday mornings that really, really creates an excitement and an energy. And it makes us want to live to fight another day. Maybe it's because it is the weekend and we know that we're going to get refreshed and replenished. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, also known as MIGS. They're making patients better and faster. It's their top priority. And you know what? It's just great technology. And I was sharing with a friend because a lot of people now are talking about minimally invasive procedures. More people are wanting to get away from having to be cut open, having long, long recovery periods. They're wanting to get the work done that they need to get done to make their lives better. And they want to be able to get back to their lives. And minimally invasive image-guided specialist is a great way for all of us who need procedures to get it done. This month, we're talking about veins. We're talking about those veins that hurt. We're talking about those veins that are ugly, that keep us ladies from wearing shorts or dresses, and they make us hide our legs. Well, if that's you, here's the number you can phone for a procedure that's going to knock it out, that's not going to knock you out, but it's going to make you feel better about yourself, and it's going to be done in a very, very short period of time. The number to phone, 318-445-9700. Also, Hixon Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, of course, their website is www.hixonhasit.com. Don't forget, man, we're so close to January 31st. So we want you to go ahead and start the process of making sure that you have affordable health care. And you can do that with Vantage Health Plan. Their goal is to make their members well and to keep them that way through quality preventive care. They've got over 5,000 doctors in their network. No need for a referral if you need to see a specialist. And they're making health care, they're making it work. And thank you guys for calling. We got so many calls on yesterday, people trying to figure it out. I know a lot of people have waited until the last minute, but here is the number once again. It's 318-361-0900. And what we understood from those calls and the constant calls that we have received is that a lot of people still need information, still don't understand where they fall in the scheme of things. Well, if that's you, you need to pick up the phone right now and get started at 318-361-0900 or 888-823-1910. Now, for those people who have already started the process and you got caught up in the glitch of the system or the glitches, well, they're going to extend that process for you until April the 15th. But we want everybody to make sure that you're on point with healthcare and get started today. We'll be giving that number throughout the show. Also, don't forget, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish for all of your home, auto, and life insurance. The number you can phone Rosa and her team, 318-487-1881. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. It's 7:51 local time, 8:51 Eastern time. You're on point, everybody. We're going to get a break, but we're back. And we're going to tell you who's on point right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at vantagehealthplan.com.
At the credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Wouldn't it be great if everyone in Sinlaw were prepared to save a life? Join us for Start a Heart Sinlaw, a free bystander CPR training, Saturday, April 5th at the Alexandria Riverfront Center. Two sessions will be offered, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Participants receive a free certificate of completion, an event t-shirt, and more importantly, the skills to save a life. To register, call 877-477-7637 or visit startaheartsinlaw.org. Get the training. Save a life.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In a small emerging businesses program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in of Oils Parish. For more information on of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What? LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing at Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
Rehide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rehide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rehide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
And you can dance for inspiration.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
I'm tired of dancing here all by myself.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back. What's up? What is up? If you're listening around the world, we welcome you via our website, www.onpointcxmas.com. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. What is up? This month, we have celebrated Women's History Month, and we need not a month to celebrate because we celebrate women on point every single day, and we find great women locally, nationally, and internationally to celebrate. And this morning is no different. We have connected with some great thought leaders and luminaries, I believe, of our time to have a conversation that I hope will pique all of our, not our curiosity, but really prick maybe where we are on this journey called life. Let me introduce you to our guest this morning. Reverend Susan Sparks is joining Real Women, Real Talk from New York City. She's the author of the best-selling book, Laugh Your Way to Grace, Reclaiming the Spiritual Power of Humor. Reverend Sparks was also featured in O Magazine, USA Today, The Huffington Post, as well as Good Morning America and many, many other outlets. Reverend Susan Sparks, it's been way too long, but good morning and welcome back.
Thank you, Carlotta. It's a pleasure and an honor to be on your show.
Absolutely. Let me introduce you guys also to someone that is no stranger to the OPT Network. Her name is Poppy Smith. She's an international, multi-published author. She's a Bible teacher and a spiritual coach. She's funny, she's warm, and most importantly, she has a passion for inspiring women to thrive. Poppy, good morning, and welcome all the way from Portland, Oregon.
Good morning. Nice to be on your show and to talk to you again.
Absolutely. And we were talking before the break. We know that we celebrate women not only in the month of March, but there is so much going on and so much to talk about. People who listen to the show know that I follow the Huffington Post. I love the blogs. I love the articles. And I really love Arianna Huffington and what she brings to society and to the world. And she has written a new book called Thrive. And this book talks about women slowing down. Women, really, we have fought for years for equality. She has made it to the pinnacle of what is now a media empire. She has gotten all the accolades, written the books, done all of the things that many people would love to do. But what she has said is that she has literally burned herself out, and she is calling for women to thrive, really stop the paper chase, running behind money, things, materialism, and to really just sort of, in what we would consider, maybe rest in the power of God and just allow those things to happen. And in all of that, Reverend Sparks, I ask the question, churches being filled with mostly women on Sunday mornings, Bible study days, whatever they choose to be for people, whether it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Monday, whatever it is, I ask about our faith. And are we just talking about faith, or are we really, really living faith? And you would say what to that?
Well, I would say right on Arianna with her book, and I think that, that earlier what you said about trying to empower women is right on. And in terms of them being in church, I think women are coming to church these days in order to find some power, in order to find some forgiveness. And I'll tell you why. I think they're looking for forgiveness for themselves. I mean, I speak as a woman, and I speak a lot about this out. I think we're so hard on ourselves. And we take on so much. Our to-do lists are like 17,000 pages.
17,000 pages?
And you know that's true. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, we never, ever stop and give ourselves the break we deserve and realize we're just human. We are God's creatures, perfectly created, but we're just human beings as well. And I'll share this quick thing with you. I saw a really amazing tombstone down in my hometown of Charlotte, North Carolina. It was for Billy Graham's wife, Ruth Graham. Mm-hmm. And apparently the story goes like this. They were out coming back from a service, and they ran into some road work. And at the end of the road work was a sign, and Ruth turned to Billy and said, "I want that on my tombstone." So sure enough, when she passed away, they carved it on her tombstone, and it has her name, her date, and at the bottom it says, construction finished. Thank you for your patience.
Wow.
And I love that phrase. It's just, you know, it allows us some forgiveness of ourselves as human beings, but to stand a little straighter as God's creatures and move back out into the world.
Mm. And Poppy, you say what about our faith and where we are? Have we fought so hard for equality that we have really maybe let our faith languish and decided more that we would get into self-will as opposed to God's faith for our lives?
Well, again, you know, faith is a huge umbrella topic, and we could, you know, discuss various aspects of faith. And also being British, which I am, I don't have much accent left, but I think I was raised in a very different culture with a very different mindset, plus my own personal story of coming to America at 22 as a six-week-old bride of an American who was older than me, you know, just set me on a whole different path. But God worked, God led, God has made me into someone I never thought I would ever be and never had any ambition to be. And I think that's the difference, that in America, I believe, from my observation of many years, children and women are, you know, really held up to achieve, to accomplish, to be the best. And within them is this this drive to do and be. And I think, you know, tying it in with the women's movement and women, I think in the Christian world, discovering their dignity, their value, their capability, their gifting.
Mm-hmm.
So I think our culture and even our view of our faith can push us to go, go, go. And, you know, having a degree in spiritual formation and direction where a lot of the emphasis is on stop and be still, and like the scripture says, be still and know that I am God, my tendency, whether it's my personality, my upbringing, or my spiritual bent, is to spend time with God in silence and solitude, and I need that to have anything to give out to anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't get up and go, 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 because otherwise I'm giving of myself and my own energy and my own ideas. And personally, I want to glean from the Holy Spirit, from the Word, and then have Him speak through me, whether I'm writing a blog or I'm speaking somewhere in person.
Mm-hmm. But don't you think, though, Poppy, that's just years of wisdom, though?
Well, yes, but I think also there, you know, can type Bs, if we want to put it in such little boxes,
uh-huh.
Can type Bs accomplish God's purpose for their life without necessarily having this ministry and that ministry and doing this and accomplishing that? Yes.
Mm.
And I think we've lost sight of that. And that's why I'm not surprised that we're starting to see a lot of things written by women and women starting to speak on burnout. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't know, with my personality type, I don't know how people keep it up. I really don't. So I admire you all, but I'm standing back thinking, yes, but how long? I mean, some of you will keep it up,
mm-hmm.
but there are others,
Poppy,
who realize.
Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead, Reverend Sparks.
No. But I was just going to say others are going to burn out.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to reevaluate, who am I? Where is my value coming from,
mm-hmm.
and my purpose?
Go ahead, Reverend Susan.
No, I just wanted to comment on, Poppy, I completely agree with what you're saying about finding Sabbath and claiming that time of rejuvenation for oneself. I preach about that all the time. Don't do such a great job at it myself, but I preach about it and I talk about it. One thing I find in my conversations with women is this recurring theme of, we don't deserve it.
Mm.
And it's very hard for, I find, and I'm throwing myself in that mix too, to step up and say, I deserve this break. I deserve to draw a boundary, which may implicitly say, no, I can't care for you right now because I need to care for myself. And for some reason, for women, that is so much harder to do. And I think that's something interesting we could talk about for a second. Where does that come from, and why is it that we struggle with that so much more than men in drawing those boundaries and claiming that time for ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And, you know, we have had this conversation with many, many women, and it's a recurring theme that we all come back to. And there's a wonderful, wonderful author by the name of Christina Rylo. And last week we talked about the audacity to love oneself. And I believe that we have lost or never knew that we needed to have the audacity to love ourselves. And I believe that the birthing of Ariana's new book, Thrive, really goes back to a place that we have always felt devalued. We have always felt unequal. And so we invariably felt like we had to do more. We had to prove more. We had to be more. We had to work longer hours. We. And the whole idea is getting into self-will. And as I speak these words, I'm speaking them for myself as well, because I am trying to find a way out of the rat race and into that place, Poppy, that you talk about, of being able to be still. But the whole concept is how we can talk about it, but how do we get there? How do we get there, Poppy?
I think one of the key things is to do some reflection on yourself. What are my values? What is my view of myself? What is God's view of me? And it's not that I be and do. It's who I am in Christ. I am valuable, whether I'm lying in bed with some terrible disease or I'm out there heading up the CEO of a company. That our intrinsic value is because of who we are, created by God and given dignity because of our faith in Christ and all, you know, all the good things that we know about our faith and what that does for us as women. But I think the important thing is knowing your value is not connected with what you do, and that is the struggle to change, to be transformed in our thinking, like Romans says, from the world, from the way it gives value, to a deep, centered understanding and acceptance that I am valuable to God regardless of what I do. Mm. And if he calls me to do things, that's wonderful. I do it in the power of the Spirit. I do it for the glory of God. But it is not making me more valuable. And I think part of our problem is seeking that self-worth in ways that you know, non-Christians do, and missing the fact that we have huge worth in God. And you know, we're talking about I deserve it. I don't use those terms personally in my own thinking. What I say is I am taking care of the one body, the one life that God has given me, and it's my responsibility as a steward to take care of myself, and that means saying no to others and to myself.
Mm, powerful. Now, Reverend Sparks,
I think this is going to be my Easter sermon right here. I'm seeing it. No, but, I mean, think about how this plays into the Easter things. I mean, in order for resurrection to happen, there has to be a time of quiet. Mm-hmm. There has to be a time of rest. There has to be, you think of the 3 days in the tomb, and then life comes back.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think this is, you know, this is a very powerful thing that can be worked into people looking at it from an Easter perspective and where new life comes from.
Absolutely. And, you know, go ahead, Poppy.
You know, I was just going to say, and Susan, there's a time of death. And I think the death is
absolutely
to our thinking that my only value is in doing and appearing to be something and not even looking at God. And saying, God, thank you that I matter to you. I am precious to you. You love me. I am your beloved, and you have your plans for me. Help me stay in tune with you. Mm. So it's a death to the way we have operated and
our
personal value system. And it's saying, God, I want to see myself and come alive in you and die to this old way of looking at myself.
Oh, Poppy.
Yes.
That's deep and
powerful.
Yeah,
would you preach this?
Now that Reverend Sparks, that will preach, because isn't it really true?
Yeah.
And I am sitting here feeling so convicted by that word that we have to die to ourselves, to our flesh, in order to become renewed, in order to have that spiritual catharsis that we all need. And this, at this time and in this season, we felt like as a team, and this is not just for women, it is for all, but we speak specifically this morning about and to women, that many of us are growing weary and we are looking for a transformation. We are looking for a spiritual renewal, but what we have forgotten or what we have just not noticed is that in order to receive that, we have to die first to self. Let me get a break, ladies, here. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we'll have more Real Women, Real Talk. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
While buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make, selecting the right mortgage loan can be just as important. Your lifestyle, your budget, your comfort level. These are the types of personal factors that will help the mortgage team at Southern Heritage Bank target your best solution. Call Johnny Snow and his team of mortgage loan specialists today. Southern Heritage Bank, offering the expert guidance and choices you need. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What?
LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispy or grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Do you need help developing your business? The City of Alexandria and the Ministers of Economic Development, in collaboration with the Louisiana Department of Economic Development, want to assist you with resources to help you grow your business. The Small and Emerging Business Development Program was designed to help provide managerial and technical assistance for small businesses in Louisiana. Certified small and emerging businesses qualify for help with entrepreneurial training, accounting, bid preparation and pricing, business plan preparation, finance, human resources, inventory management, industry-specific training, legal services, marketing, project management, and other areas of technical and managerial assistance. The certification process is simple and can be done online. For certification and program information, visit the Small Business section of OpportunityLouisiana.com. And for additional information on the Small and Emerging Business Development Program in this area, call 318-442-3593 or 318-561-2299.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
I got a new walk and a new point of view, a new purpose for everything I do. I got a new brand new smile, same letter C, but she ain't walking, she's flying. New day making, big new see if love found me, it can surely find you, see it.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:26 local time, 9:26 Eastern time, and 6:26 Pacific time. This morning on Real Women, Real Talk, we're joined by Poppy Smith. She's inspiring women to thrive. She's an international speaker, published, multi-published author, Bible teacher, and spiritual coach. We're also joined by Reverend Susan Sparks. Yeah, we're getting some coaching today. Reverend Susan Sparks is joining us from New York. She's a best-selling author. She is just been really all over the media. She's been featured in O Magazine, USA Today, The Huffington Post, Good Morning America, and lots more. But this morning, ladies, you know, I really had no idea what this conversation would morph into. But I really feel that there is a pull. And Poppy asked during the break about the defining, or my personal defining of faith. And I said to her, I'm defining faith as God has defined faith to me, according to his word. It's the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not yet seen. And I'm, you know, paraphrasing, it may not be verbatim, but that's what it means to me. And so each and every day, the way that we live our lives, our family, and the OPT network that is created here is by faith. And what I said to the ladies is that people who are churchgoers, who talk about faith, and I am one of those, but I don't want to just talk about my faith. I want to be about faith, and I want to surround myself with those people like yourselves who can really Reverend Susan, really help us to walk in that faith and begin to birth those things that make us so afraid. And I hate to use that word, but those things that are so big, so much greater than ourselves, that we know that it's going to be have to be a source bigger than ourselves to make that happen. And you would say what to that?
Absolutely. We were talking during the break about, you know, sitting in church and thinking that you're contemplating, you're developing your faith, and then walking out the door and completely losing church, not tapping into the power, the teachings that you learned when you were sitting there on Sunday mornings. And so many, I think, times we do walk out and just live a life that's completely disconnected from the faith that we feel or that we chase or that we yearn for in the pews of the church. There was a quote, great quote by St. Francis that said, "Preach the gospel at all times. If necessary, use words." And it's the idea that when we walk out of the door of the church, that's when our faith starts. That's when the work starts. And that's when we're really kind of, that's when the accountability starts. There's an interesting, if you walk 2 blocks from my church, I was walking down the street literally 2 weeks ago, and in New York, as in many of the cities, there are a lot of folk from the corner asking for money, asking for things. And I was walking down the street, and I saw a figure on the sidewalk with hands out. And then I got closer. It looked like a gentleman with a blanket over his head. And then as soon as I got to it, I realized it's a statue. But the statue is on the ground with his hand out, and the hand had a nail mark in it.
Mm.
And the plaque over it said, "What you do to the least of these, you do to me."
Mm-hmm.
And it was just that reminder of, in the raw grittiness of life, outside the doors of the beautiful church or the cathedral or the synagogue or wherever it is that you worship,
mm-hmm.
that's where the work is. And mm-hmm. that's where we're called to step up.
Absolutely. And Poppy, you were talking about the faith and that umbrella that we stand mm-hmm. beneath. And you say what about it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was thinking, reflecting on what Susan said. And I think any expression of our faith first requires, well, a heart to hear from God and time to listen to God and openness and a sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. So her illustration is perfect. As she's walking along, she sees this statue of Christ, and she senses the Spirit speaking to her. Now, that can happen both in the church and should happen outside the church, so that we maintain a sensitivity to listening to the Holy Spirit speaking to us, whether we're behind a desk or we're serving food or we're running a company or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, Lord, what are you saying to me today? Well, give me eyes to see where you want me to give a word or an act or something like that. But it's maintaining that sensitivity to God's Spirit throughout the day. And so I think praying for sensitivity to be aware of God, that daily, in-the-moment kind of walk with him, that gives us the faith. And then there needs to be a courage, if God is calling you, as in your case, and I know in my own life when God called me out of teaching in Bible Study Fellowship, and he gave me a word from John 11:40, where Jesus said, "I told you, if you believed, you would see the glory of God." And it was like God was saying to me, "Poppy, let go of that ministry." And I didn't know what was out there. People would say, "Well, what's God leading you to?" I'd say, "I have no idea. I just know he's called me out," sort of like Abraham.
Mm.
And, you know, now I look back on a couple of decades since I stepped out and see and marvel at the glory of God. So faith requires sensitivity. It requires trust. It requires the willingness to take a risk and step into the unknown. And you've just said that yourself, Carlette, because
mm-hmm.
that's what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
But we won't experience the vitality and the power of God in our lives unless we're willing to walk like this. And that sensitivity allows us to see, as Reverend Susan was saying, God's presence right there speaking to us
mm-hmm.
and causing us to take certain actions.
Absolutely. And Reverend Susan Sparks, when we first met you, we really met you in the covers of O Magazine, Oprah's magazine, and we were just, our team was just so moved by your story. And I thought, I said, you know, what kind of courage, just as Poppy talked about, does it take to leave something that is, that you have been educated to do, become a lawyer, something that society says is good, something that you probably...
Some people.
This is true, some people. Something that is important and you know, and all of the things that we, that come along with that. And it's got to take a lot of courage and a lot of faith to step away from that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you ask about our definition of faith. And, Corlett, I think my definition of faith is to take the leap when you don't see the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And that for me was what happened when I felt the call to ministry. I was, as you said, in a career, 10 years in as a trial lawyer, but knew where I was supposed to go, was being pulled to go, was ministry. The complicating factor was I was also a stand-up comedian at the time, and the call I felt was to pull both of those together and do a ministry of humor. And nobody was doing it. Nobody had ever heard of it. People thought that was the most ridiculous thing they'd ever heard. So there was no other side. I didn't see how one would make a living doing that. I didn't see how even the seminary would accept that as a means of study. But at some point, you have to give up the excuses and realize that there's a greater power than you and your resume planning, and mm-hmm. that you have to take the jump. Or you want to just stay on the other side and always ask what if.
Mm-hmm.
You've got two choices.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that's what it came down to.
Go ahead, Poppy.
Well, I agree. And I think one of the fascinating things, you know, at this point in my life, I mean, you know, not only in seminary doing spiritual formation, but also life coaching and just, you know, bringing them together and recognizing that God put pieces of our life together that are unique. And that's what Susan is saying with her humor and being a lawyer mm-hmm. and then ministry. I mean, I think that's exciting and wonderful. And I try to encourage women to look back at their life. What are the pieces where they felt gifted or called or they had a positive experience? And what are the things that they don't want to do as I'm trying to help them define where to go? But, you know, I look at my own upbringing, having lived overseas in a multicultural environment in my growing up years and meeting my American husband in Africa. And I wasn't a missionary. I'd barely been a Christian. But as I looked at what God has subsequently done since I took that call from John 11:40, you know, if you believe, you will see. And to me, that's the essence of faith. And God was saying to me, I have things for you. And one time as I was doing a Bible study on my own, the question came, what would you do if God allowed you to do anything you want to do? Well, the Reverend Susan is saying she wanted to combine laughter mm-hmm. and ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was, and believe me, this came out of nowhere. I had never thought of it before. I wrote down, Lord, I want to speak for you around the world. And then I wrote, ha, ha. And, you know, and within a year, God had opened up all sorts of international stuff, and he still has.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's just, it's not that I'm, you know, go out and speak to stadiums, but it's groups here and mission groups there and so on. But it is, God takes what he's put in us, and then he says, let me use it. And you will be amazed, and people will see my glory through your availability.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And every single day, ladies, what we try to ask listeners to do, and I don't know if people think that this is corny, but if you understand the word, you understand that it's true. Even if you don't understand the word, you understand that you have the power, just as you did, Poppy, you have the power to speak those things that are not as though they were into existence.
Mm-hmm.
And every
mm-hmm.
single day, especially on Momentum Monday, I ask people to begin to say what they want to have, what kind of day they want to have. We begin to speak life and momentum into their day, and there's such power. And what people really haven't understood completely is that it's one thing to think it, but it's another to open up your mouth and ask for it. Command it. Put it out in the universe, and the boomerang brings it back. Go ahead, Reverend Susan.
I, I so believe that, Carlette. We talk about it in terms of believe, behave, become. A friend of mine used to teach some wonderful consulting work here in the city, and she used it as the three B's. What we believe in our hearts drives our behavior over time. Mm-hmm. And as we behave consistently over time is who we become. Mm. So it's very important to realize and be aware of what it is we hold in our hearts. What is it that I believe Emerson said, what we worship, we become.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be very careful about what is in our hearts and minds at all times, because it drives our behavior and eventually who we are.
Absolutely.
Well, and I think that goes back to our original focus, in that if we believe that we have value, that we are daughters of God, that we have value apart from what we do, if we allow our minds to dwell on who we are in God's perspective, that causes us to behave in a certain way, even to have the courage to pare down our lives, mm-hmm. if need be, mm-hmm. rather than keep going when everything in us is saying, don't do that, you're tired, you're exhausted, don't say yes to another flight to another city or another country. Mm-hmm. You know, be calm, slow down. I speak on this, take care of yourself is the topic I speak on. And, you know, the thing is, you can only do so much, and you are grinding your body down by endless, you know, pressures and deadlines and so on. I mean, I did something that was just totally out of the character of most writers. I returned two contracts, not because
wow.
I couldn't do it, but because I realized that the stress of the deadlines and the constant pressure was depriving me of time to not only be rejuvenated in the Lord, but
wow.
a friend was leaving the country. I had no time to even see her for coffee, because every morning I woke up thinking, I've got to write. And in the end, you know, I thought, what would I say to someone who came to me for counsel? And I would say, this is crazy. Why are you doing this? Is this really for this time? Or is God got other priorities for you? Mm. And what are you saying no
right.
to the classic? What are you saying no to when you keep saying yes to these things? Is that really how God wants you to live your life?
Mm.
Because we've got
and don't wait too late.
And we are all aging, whether you're 20 or 40 or older. We're all aging, and that stress is really bad for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that.
And Reverend Susan,
so
you said
we just have to look at the whole picture mm-hmm. of our lives and know that God wants us to make sensible choices.
And Reverend Susan, you said, and don't wait too late.
Yeah, don't wait too late. And you know, Poppy, you were headed down that path. We all, mm-hmm. I think we all see the ways we could improve. We all see intellectually, oh, we should draw boundaries. We should call Sabbath. We mm-hmm. should take care of ourselves. But we let it slide and we let it go. You know, I'm a breast cancer survivor. I'm sure many of your listeners have gone through health mm-hmm. scares, issues mm-hmm. of where life gets just taken from us in a mm-hmm. split second. And you just can't wait and mm-hmm. think, I'll do it tomorrow. I love the quote by Irma Bombeck. She put it best. She said, you know, don't forget the women on the Titanic who on that fateful night said no to dessert.
Mm.
I mean, you know,
I totally
this idea
agree.
That you know, we think,
scary.
Oh, we'll clear it off.
Hang on, ladies. Yeah. Let me get a break here. Hold that thought. When we come back, we're going to talk about how we can rest and still thrive. Stay on point, everybody, for Real Women, Real Talk. We're going to get a break, but we're back right after this.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect 1 out of 2 people age 50 and older, and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not Occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes...
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company...
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
While buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make, selecting the right mortgage loan can be just as important. Your lifestyle, your budget, your comfort level. These are the types of personal factors that will help the mortgage team at Southern Heritage Bank target your best solution. Call Johnny Snow and his team of mortgage loan specialists today. Southern Heritage Bank. Offering the expert guidance and choices you need. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What? LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now, what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church,
where services are held every Sunday morning.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Do you need help developing your business? The City of Alexandria and the Ministers of Economic Development, in collaboration with the Louisiana Department of Economic Development, want to assist you with resources to help you grow your business. The Small and Emerging Business Development Program was designed to help provide managerial and technical assistance for small businesses in Louisiana. Certified small and emerging businesses qualify for help with entrepreneurial training, accounting, bid preparation and pricing, business plan preparation, finance, human resources, inventory management, industry-specific training, legal services, marketing, project management, and other areas of technical and managerial assistance. The certification process is simple and can be done online. For certification and program information, visit the Small Business section of OpportunityLouisiana.com. And for additional information on the Small and Emerging Business Development Program in this area, call 318-442-3593 or 318-561-2299.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. I told you that this was going to be an incredibly wonderful conversation that hopefully makes us self-reflect. And I know just during this time, it has made me reflect on many, many things. And we started the conversation by talking about Arianna Huffington's new book, Thrive. And how we all, I truly believe that God didn't create anything arbitrarily, and I've said it many times, that he creates every living thing with a purpose in mind. And it is our goal every single day that our voices are heard to be able to speak to God's purpose and plan for each of our lives. But in that, what we have become is we have become a society of women, I believe, that are so busy fighting for equality, so busy fighting to be equal to our male counterparts, so busy fighting to rise to the top, that the issues that we talk about and that are reported every single day, we think breast cancer happens to someone else. Open heart surgery happens to someone else. Strokes happen to someone else. But you ladies are living proof that they can happen to you. And Susan, Reverend Susan, when you got the word that you had breast cancer, what did that do for where you were on this journey called life and success and all of the things that you had believed for?
Well, Corlett, I graduated from seminary, but I was just starting in the church I'm at. I was not the senior pastor. I was an assistant. And what that experience did is really focused my vision, my ministry, and my call. I so appreciate and agree with what you said about everyone has a purpose. There's a great saying that every blade of grass has an angel hovering over it saying, grow, grow. Mm. And I think
I love
in life,
that's
so true for each of us, although we may not feel it, we may not know, and maybe we feel our purpose is just crazy or it doesn't make sense or we can't make it happen or it's too big or too onerous or too scary or too difficult. When I got that breast cancer diagnosis, what I found myself experiencing was sitting in the radiation room or the chemo room or the hospital or with other patients, watching people that were going through life and death situations, but yet finding a sense of joy, a place of peace that you don't see people with them, you know, in the happiest, easiest of places of life have, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. People who are fine, who are healthy, who have all the money in the world, they're not as happy or tapping into the joy that these patients were. And I learned over time that what happens is these folks remembered that there is a sense deep in our hearts of a joy that we were given at birth that we forget over time. I think the world beats it out of us.
Mm.
It's like Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, the author, said, people are like stained glass windows. They shine and shine when the sun's out, but when the darkness comes, they only shine if there's a light within.
Mm.
And we forget about that light within. And that experience for me reminded me of the presence of that light and that my job was to go in and remind people not only that the light was still there, but it was still burning. And all they had to do was to tap into it.
Mm. And so for you, Reverend Susan, how did that change your outlook on life and moving further into your purpose?
Well, it helped me truly see the connection, a deeper connection between humor and healing. I certainly understood it from a theological standpoint. I understood how to use humor in sermons.
Mm-hmm.
I understood how it was important in life and daily perspective, things of that nature. What this experience showed me was how humor empowers us through points of crisis. And it becomes almost a lifeboat for folks that I was here during 9/11 and the day after we were taking inbound calls for people who had lost loved ones. And a woman called in describing her husband and just burst out laughing, saying, oh, my gosh, he left the house on with the worst tie. It had a little pig and didn't match his suit. And I didn't even know what to say. And there was this long silence. And finally she said, humor may seem inappropriate right now, but it's all my family and I have left.
Wow.
And it's that recognition that I got not only through that experience but through my breast cancer experience that humor is a lifeboat that allows people a momentary relief.
Mm-hmm.
It's like God comes down and picks the burden up for one split second. It's not going away, but you can take a breath and then it sinks back down.
Mm.
And it empowers us to stand in a place of crisis and know it may defeat us, but it will never define us.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives us a sense of life and purpose.
Wow. And so when that happens, do you say, why God, why me?
I did in the beginning. I absolutely did, and people are shocked to hear that. But you're a minister. You know, didn't you have more faith than that? And I tell people, I'm not sure it has to do with faith. What I think it has to do with is an honest, open relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am a big believer that if you have a question, if you are angry, if mm-hmm. you are feeling a shaky point in your faith, then you have got to raise that, just like in any human relationship.
And even if you hadn't said it, Reverend Susan, God knew you were thinking it.
Right. It's not like God didn't know anyway. So in the beginning, there was a lot of anger. And I had a lot of angry prayers. People call it throwing rocks at the sky. I was in a very angry place. But you know what? I kept praying.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key, I think. You know, if you want to pray, then pray angry, but keep praying.
Mm, powerful.
And it got me through.
Wow. And for you, Poppy, you experienced also health issues from probably overworking maybe and just life. Talk about when you had to have open heart surgery and when that moment happened and what were your feelings?
Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't really from life. And it's just like when I discovered I had diabetes, I realized, you know, I'd inherited it from my mother, who mm-hmm. also, her mother had diabetes. But I do remember going for a walk after the diagnosis and knowing they'd watched me for 10 years, you know, with pre-diabetes, with exercise and diet. Finally, you know, it was diabetes. I needed to take meds. I don't take insulin or anything. But I remember going for a walk and looking at the sky and the trees and talking to God and saying, Lord, you know, I have to do something myself, like, you know, be more disciplined with exercise and take care of myself, because if I don't, I will not be around as long as I believe you want me to be to serve you. So it was a wake-up call to take responsibility for my health, and that's why I speak on take care of yourself, not just health, but, mm-hmm. you know, your emotions, because of the stress they can bring if you don't handle them properly, and spiritual and mental, so you're growing intellectually and the need of sleep. So, you know, it,